afternoon, good evening. I've been on low-key for a little while, taking care of me, taking some personal time to get back out there since everything was open, but it looks like it's about to shut back down now. Trying to get, you know, a little personal me time, stuff like that. So, I'm sorry I've been away so long, but I have been writing, I have been thinking up topics. And I'll be a little bit more consistent now that everything's about to shut down again. I'm over here just, like, really trying to wrap my head around how schools are supposed to reopen next month. I'm looking at all of this mess that's going on in Florida, here in Georgia, in Los Angeles, and I just don't understand. I think it is, I think it's unfathomable to say that we have to have masks on at all times now here in Georgia. When you walk out your house, you have to have a mask on. You go into any establishment, you have to have a mask on. A lot of the restaurants and stuff are still only doing takeout, you know, which is great for me because I DoorDash from time to time, so it's great for me. But, you know, back in the spring, I think it was, 90% of the U.S. was under stay-at-home orders. And still, this administration was pushing to get the economy restarted. You know, and all of these governors, including the Georgia's Governor Kemp, are so busy brown-nosing this administration's ass that they put us at, or he put us at further risk. And have you noticed, like, we don't hear from Dr. Fauci anymore? You know, because whenever the president talks, Dr. Fauci comes in with some real shit for you. You know, the president says, oh, no, it's going down, it's going away, it's calmed down, it's good. It goes away with the heat. Well, damn, it's been hotter than a motherfucker out here. And now, all of a sudden, we've got this surge in cases. You know, he keeps saying, oh, when you compare us to other countries, we're doing great. No, the hell we're not. I mean, seriously, is it just me? It can't be just me that does not understand. But, you know, so we're living in the consequence that everything was reopened too soon. And you have all of these people out here, oh, I don't have to wear a mask. It's against my constitutional rights or whatever. And you would think if enough of them drop dead, maybe the other ones will look around and say, hey, I think I'm going to try this mask thing. But I know as a people, we've made tremendous sacrifices. But what have we gained? We haven't gained anything. We stayed in the house. We did TikTok videos. We ate ourselves into oblivion. We drank ourselves into oblivion. And you would think at the end of all of that, we would see a light at the end of the tunnel. We would see declining cases. We would see a flattening of the curve. All that we have seen is the numbers go up and up and up. I mean, how many people have lost their jobs? The kids were out of school, you know, and I just feel like we've squandered that sacrifice. It was supposed to buy us time to get this under control, but it hasn't. It really hasn't. I mean, there's about 33 states, I think I read, 33 states that are going upward every single day. And so now these states are starting to say, okay, let's kind of pause or roll back reopening some stuff, you know. But this administration has left the reopening plans to each state. So the states that in which they have the governors who are kissing his butt, of course they're going to open. I'm really kind of happy that I don't have kids that are in, you know, elementary, middle, or high school. My last one out the gate is to attend Georgia Military College. And it'll be an online thing, you know. So hopefully, you know, that'll still work. And then I think that most of the states, they took a half-hearted measure to combat the spread. I mean, there was stricter shelter-in-place orders that could have been done back in March and April. We all needed to lock down simultaneously and take that two-month period to do what we needed to do to prepare and slow this thing down. But that's not how it is. And if you look at these other countries like South Korea and Germany and Taiwan, they've succeeded in slowing the spread of the virus. And they took steps that included moving quickly to monitor those that are quarantined and conducting widespread testing and tracing. And other countries also were able to combat this because they had a national coordinated strategy instead of this piecemeal shit that we had, you know. And we don't need to be in this position. There's no reason for us to be in this position right now. You know, in Florida, I think I read that there were, last Thursday, there were 8,935 new cases. I think, I'm not sure if it was Thursday. I think it was the whole July 4th thing. And so you've got Florida, California, Arizona, Texas, and Georgia are accounting for 50% of new infections, you know. And just today set another record in Texas with the highest single day fatality increases, with 105 people died today. I don't know. But we're not doing anything. We're marching, we're protesting. We've got so many irons in the fire right now that we can't keep up. We're not combating one thing. As an African-American woman, I see that I'm combating not only this virus, but also the fact that I have black sons and I'm trying to keep them alive. Also the fact that I'm a black woman, I'm trying to stay alive. Also the fact that I'm a woman in general and I'm trying not to be put in a position where I have to fight for my life or be sexually assaulted. And so when you have all of this going on at the same time, there's so much confusion, there's so much division. We can't think straight as a people. We just can't think straight. And if I encounter another one of these, lack of a better word, Karens in a store saying how she doesn't have to wear a mask, don't let her wear a mask then. You've got yours on. Don't worry about her. Let her get what she's getting. You know, and if she doesn't, good for her. But if she does, I hate to say I told you so. But yeah, I'm going to say I told you so. I think that the states need to start pausing in reopening. Expand the testing and the tracing. And not just Georgia, not just this state. Everybody. If everybody makes a concerted effort. I mean, my grandmother is so wonderful. She bought me this little sanitizing, it looks like a little safe box or whatever. You could put your keys, your phone, your actual cell phone, any money you have, anything. You put it in this little sterilization thing. You turn it on, it sterilizes for 5 minutes. And I've got the Lysol. I've got, you know, I'm wiping stuff down. If everybody does their part instead of feeling so damn entitled, and I don't have to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to do this, then we could actually get somewhere. You know, I know it's not gonna, if we all have to go back into lockdown, it's gonna be chaotic. It is going to seriously be chaotic, you know. And I'm really sorry that the president is just not that bright. I think that anybody else we get in there, you see, remember when Obama, there were two people died, I think, from, what was that? Somebody help me out there. You know what disease it was. Two people died. 130,000 people have died on this president's watch. And I don't get it. I think that if Obama was in office, I think that we would have seen a decrease. I think things would have been handled much differently, you know. And no matter what Trump is saying, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it's not going to revise its guidelines for opening schools. I mean, he's called them. The White House has called. Everybody has called. They're pushing to get these schools open. And I'm glad. I'm happy for them. They said, no, we're not going to do that. You know? I mean, I understand you're sick of your kids. Really. I do understand that. I had to be trapped with... Mine are not little. But I had to be trapped with them. You know, especially like a good 3 straight weeks before both me and my daughter became essential workers. Just really, just to get the hell out of the house. So, I mean, I know you're tired of your kids. You know, you had them since March and it's only July. And then they're gonna ask you to have them a little bit more. And I know it's inconvenient. It's inconvenient. But I would rather have my kids around me all day than to have to be one of those parents that have to bury one of my kids. So I know it's hard, people. I know. I'm right here with you. I am right here with you. We can do this. We just have to all stay together on it. So, until I talk to you next time, be good and be kind.